with SRN News. I'm Bernie Bennett. Analysts in Wall Street are keeping tabs on what the Federal Reserve might do next.
It was considered almost certain there would be another rate cut. Now it's a coin flip.
A further reduction in the policy rate at the December meeting is not a foregone conclusion.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell was cautious after last month's cut, and some policymakers have shown greater concern over persistent inflation and affordability that played a large role in this month's elections. There are also fears the job market could worsen and layoffs could become more widespread. That issue could be cleared up by the late release of September jobs numbers. Fewer rate cuts by the Fed could also leave borrowing costs for homes and cars higher. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meta has prevailed over an existential challenge to its business that could have forced the tech giant to spin off Instagram and WhatsApp after a judge ruled that the company does not hold a monopoly on social networking. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg issued his ruling Tuesday after the historic antitrust trial that wrapped up in late May. An airline trade group says changes must be made in the event of another government shutdown. Bill Alexander reporting.
The group representing major U.S. airlines is calling for permanently ending aviation disruptions during government shutdowns by ensuring air traffic controllers and other key workers get paid. Airlines for America will address a U.S. Senate Aviation Subcommittee Wednesday, reminding lawmakers that the 43-day government shutdown and government-imposed flight cuts disrupted 6 million passengers and 50,000 flights.
Both the House and Senate acted decisively Tuesday to pass a bill to force the Justice Department to publicly release its files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. President Donald Trump now says he will sign the bill. Just hours after the House passed the bill, the Senate approved a motion to pass the bill unanimously with unanimous consent once the House bill is sent to the Senate. This is SRN News. Europe's churches are burning, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe has released a new study that indicates the number of arson attacks on houses of worship has doubled. There were 94 attempts to burn down churches on the continent in 2024, twice as many as the year before. Meanwhile, there were more than 2,200 separate attacks on Christians and their property last year, with the most taking place in France, followed by the United Kingdom. Michael Harrington reporting.
A warning from the outgoing mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, appearing at an event in Israel this week, says, "If I were a Jewish New Yorker, I would be concerned about my children. We need to be honest about the moment and cannot sugarcoat it." His comments come in the wake of Zohran Mamdani's victory in the mayoral election this month. Mamdani is a Muslim who is very critical of Israel and has expressed supporting the global intifada. This is SRN News. This busy Thanksgiving holiday travel days are just around the corner. Bill Alexander reporting.
Nearly 82 million Americans are set to travel between November 25th and December 1st. That's 1.6 million more than last year, once again breaking a new record for domestic travelers. That's according to AAA. The majority of Thanksgiving travelers will hit the roadways, but almost 6 million are set to take to the skies to reach their destinations. Confident the past government shutdown roadblocks are a thing of the past.
The Fed has cut rates twice already this year in hopes of shoring up a slowing job market. But lower interest rates can make inflation worse, and inflation has stubbornly remained above the Fed's 2% target. And stock markets abroad indexes tumbled across Europe and Asia. South Korea's Kospi sank 3.3%, Japan's Nikkei 225 dropped 3.2%, and France's CAC 40 dropped 1.9%. This is SRN News.